Link 2, Liam Horan. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And a very happy new year to you and yours. It's an interesting email we've received for tonight's slot, Liam. I don't think we've come across it before, from TR. I was thinking about doing the Masters in 2021. I haven't done much in terms of additional study since I left college in 1997, but I think it's time I did something to keep myself sharp. Any suggestions?
I mean, in theory, I think it sounds like a good idea. I think there are a number of weaknesses, though. First of all, if you haven't studied, so 1997 is what, 20 years ago now and more? 24 years ago. It's a big step to go from not having done much, as they say, to doing a master's. So I think it may well work out, but that to me is tempting fate a little bit, to go from not studying and purely working to trying to, you know, shoehorn the time in for a master's studies. So first thing I would recommend is perhaps they should look at doing a short course first of all. There are all sorts of options for doing short courses, maybe 10 Tuesday nights doing something or something online you can do in your own time, just to see, can you find the time? Can you get your head around it? Do you enjoy it? Because it sounds like saying I go and do a master's, for where this listener is standing, is a bit like saying, I'm not really running right now, but I'll do the marathon next year. And to me, that's a bit of a dangerous thing, because there's a possibility that you get daunted by it quarter way through and just throw it all there. So I prefer to, you know, dabble in some shorter study first to see how you like it, how it goes, and see, you know, to see does that whet your appetite. You know, it's easy, say, this time of the year, you're going to do a master's or run the marathon or lose 2 stone or this, that, and the other. I fear that if you set that aim too high, it's very easy to fall off it then. So that would be the first thing I would say. Second thing I would say is, to me, it's a little bit of an unspecified kind of a goal. I'll do a master's. I think there's a lot more to be looked at here. Well, a master's in what and why? You know, what interests you? What are you going to build on that you studied previously? Are you looking at a complete career change? You know, a master's isn't something that just immediately improves your life. You know, it has to fit into some sort of an overall plan. And it's a huge commitment. So I'd like to hear more from this listener. I'd like this listener to go off and explore more what kind of master's they're thinking about and why. And, you know, I get people to challenge them on that, because lots of people will say, oh yeah, it's a great idea, fair play to you, thumbs up kind of a thing, go off you go and do your master's, but you'll be the one left doing it, and it'll get lonely and it'll get difficult, because you're trying to do so many assignments. And you know, I know lots of people who went back to college in the last year or two and found being back in college during COVID-19 became a whole other level of stress, because instead of being able to say, well, Saturday morning I go here, they were trying to get into online sessions and technology, etc. So I fear this listener thinks it's something you just decide to do and away you go. I think there's a lot more to it than that.
And when I was thinking about this earlier in the day, Liam, 1997 is 24 years ago, left college maybe 22, 23, probably not too far off 50. There may be children, other obligations. You know, it's quite a mammoth task to go back to education when everything is perfect after many years. But all of the add-ons that have developed over the years may make it even worse for him. That was the first thing. And the second thing I was saying, in the time of COVID, it's going to be all online, and perhaps for the foreseeable future.
Yes, and that may well suit some people, because it reduces the amount of travelling time, for example. But, you know, we may well have reached a kind of a Zoom fatigue as well towards the end of 2020, where people are looking for things to get them out of the screen and out into exercise or something like that, rather than just doing something else that requires more screen time. And, you know, in an ideal world, the time to do your big study is when you're already in the system. When you're just doing your degree, you're fairly sure where you want to go to kind of stay there. And I see lots of people making that decision to tack on a master's, if that's not too underwhelming a phrase, while they're already in the system, you know what I mean? But to go back in, as you say, from where that listener is standing now, with God knows what has been added to their life in the last 24 years, is difficult. So I would say lots of people do it, lots of people find it very, very useful, but I would like to see a lot more of a plan. And the plan would also include, when exactly in the week are you going to study this? Have you time on a Monday evening now? Are you going to make time? Have you time on a Tuesday to go to classes? Who's going to pay for it? And is there value in it for you long term? And not that all education should be measured economically, but if you're going to do a master's in something that you specialise in, is that going to increase your opportunity to pay it back, basically, and to, you know, to justify the study? And if not, are you happy enough with that? Maybe you are happy enough just to learn something, but there are lots of ways of learning things without putting yourself through a master's. And, you know, I would say to this listener, they need to strip search it a bit more, not to rule it out, but to look at it very, very closely. Not let faraway hills be green in the early part of the year when we're suffused with New Year's resolutions and all that kind of thing.
And of course, the adding on from those remarks, Liam, is the purpose of this to advance your career, or is it because it will give you intellectual stimulation and you enjoy that sort of thing? You know, there is a host of questions that need to be answered by TR before a final decision is taken.
Yeah, and I have nothing against doing a course for intellectual stimulation. In fact, I did a course myself pre-Christmas that I won't get huge use out of. I get some use out of, but I actually did it just to develop another part of my mind a little bit that I might have neglected over the years. And I really enjoyed it. In fact, during COVID, because thankfully it remained in situ in a physical building, for lots of reasons, it became a very enjoyable Tuesday evening to go to the venue, sit there. It's actually in Excel, which I use a bit, not hugely, but it was, you know, it was just another part of my brain to develop. And sometimes it's very nice to be doing something that you're not relying on to produce, you know, pounds, shillings and pence at the end of it. But if that's why you're doing it, do that. But be very sure what you're doing. Don't underestimate it, and be very sure what you're doing, and is it worth it? Because if you start it and you drop out halfway or quarter way through, you might end up killing a strong desire you have for more education. You know, that may well be there, but I'd look at doing shorter online courses. There are millions of them out there now, and to see how all that goes with you first, you know.
Fred Warily.